From Tidbits, on August 3rd, 2009, this is the audio version of iFi's Geo Targets Apple for Wireless Photo Transfers, written by Glenn Fleischman. iFi has extended its line of Wi-Fi-enabled memory cards with the $60 Geo model, which combines support for iPhoto with geotagging, the addition of geographic coordinates to a photo, at a relatively low price. The location data works with iPhoto 09's Places feature to position photos on a map. iFi sells a line of cards from $50 to $150 with varying features. This model will be available only from the online and retail Apple stores. The Geo automatically either transfers images to a folder on your Mac or imports the pictures into iPhoto. For an extra $10 per year, the Geo can be upgraded to upload images over the internet to photo sharing services, including MobileMe and Flickr. iFi also sells a model with local and internet photo uploading and geotagging. It costs a flat $100 and also provides video uploads. The iFi firmware originally uploaded every photo you took to a computer or an online service. A software update earlier this year lets you use the Protect or Lock feature that's available in most digital cameras to select which pictures to upload. See iFi Pro Card Adds Raw Uploads Computer Transfers, June 10, 2009. iFi embeds a Wi-Fi radio and a processor into a secure digital SD card. The Geo sports 2 gigabytes of storage. Other models have as much as 4 gigabytes. The iFi has to be configured with the company's software while mounted on a computer, but can then automatically connect to networks you've programmed it to recognize and for which you provided Wi-Fi passwords. The geotagging feature relies on Skyhook Wireless's system for associating a snapshot of Wi-Fi network identifiers and signal strengths with latitude and longitude. It's not using GPS, and will thus only work when you're within the range of a Wi-Fi network that Skyhook has mapped. Skyhook's system underpins the Wi-Fi positioning feature in iPhone OS 1.1.3 and later, and is used in various Mac OS X, Windows, and Android software as well. See Loki here, June 18, 2007, for background on Skyhook's system. We've written about iFi extensively because of its Mac support. Adam Enks wasn't fond of the iFi features as of a year ago, see Why I Hate the iFi Share Wireless SD Card, August 18, 2008, while I was generally positive, see Why I Like the iFi Explore Wireless SD Card, August 18, 2008. Newer software and hardware have modified our opinions slightly. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and to subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I know exactly where I was when I recorded this podcast.